Your music listening device has been taken over by the Geeks for the Win crew. Your device will be returned to your control after you hear from Mark, Stuart, and William geek out over comics, video games, TV shows, and movies. Everything and anything considered geek.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast. The podcast where we simply, you know, just talk about anything that can be considered geeky, whether it's movies, television, video games, tech news, you know, anything. Today is May 10th, and we are recording at 5:13 Central Standard, and I am William, a.k.a. Poetic Soul 44, and I am joined today with my co-host, Stuart.
Hello, also known as Casual Terror across the internets.
And Mark.
Hey, how's it going? Prophet209 on PSN, Twitter, and Xbox Live.
Okay. Well, with that said, you know, this is not going to be a, you know, it's not going to be a typical show where we focus just on, like, one main topic. We're going to, you know, this is just basically going to be a, you know, variety show, I guess you would say, where we're going to have a few different topics, and we're going to, you know, just basically, we're going to have our free talks segment for this one, and, you know, we can go, but with Stuart, you want to start?
I have been playing a lot of the Halo Reach beta, but we'll talk more about that. I've been reading those comics that I bought last couple weeks ago. See, on May 1st on the
Free Comic Weekend, right?
Yes,
that Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the ones here. And I've been trying to get through those so I can write an article about it. And I have been catching up on Lost. That's I did that last night.
That was a waste of a couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there were some good episodes.
Okay.
If you watch
there have been like every other one or something. But
if you watch it without, you know, saying, you know, like everyone's kind of watching it wrong. They're saying like, oh, you know, this is gonna be the last episode. We want answers. But if you watch it like you have, like, the past seasons of Lost, you're fine. Like, it's not as bad. Like, if you just think it's a regular season of Lost and there's going to be another season, it's fine.
But that's the thing. There isn't going to be another season, so, you know, you're expecting more. The expectations were a lot higher for them to close it out. It doesn't seem like, from early on, you could tell that they weren't going to give you a proper closeout to series deserve, considering how good the series has been, in my opinion.
No. So that's basically what I've been doing.
Lost and Halo. That's it?
Lost, Halo, comic books.
Nice. Mark? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been playing a little bit of Halo Reach. I guess we're going to talk about it a little more later. I've actually started reading Halo First Strike. I'm about one-third of the way into it. It's pretty good. I reserve my judgment later, but this is the first like science fiction book I've read in a long time. Most of the time I do it on audiobooks, so it's kind of refreshing to actually pick up a book and read. I played a little more of Final Fantasy, and I had a couple new comic books I picked up. I picked up The Ultimates. I read number one before, so I'm doing the number two. It's pretty interesting so far. It's kind of like the Ultimate Universe. I guess it's like a completely different universe in comparison to the Marvel Universe we know and love. It's like a lot darker and grittier universe, and like most of the Avenger characters, but it's like a whole different way for them to tell a different a story in that universe. Also, I read War of the Superman. I think that started this week.
Yeah. One of the free comics that I got was issue zero.
Right, a preview for it.
Yeah.
That's what got me interested in it, and pretty good start so far. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I haven't been in DC in a while, but there's a lot of stuff going on with the whole Superman world. This is crazy. And, you know, we're talking about Spider-Man and Spider-Girl and all this, and Superman got there's a Superwoman that's Lois Lane's sister. Lois Lane's father is like the general against like the new Krypton. Zod is like president over there. I guess Supergirl's back alive, you know, and then the whole Superman, like Superboy and Steel, all these other Supermen are also, you know, part of this war. So far, so good. Pretty good writing, but I mean, what they have to do in a Superman book like this is more based on the story and the dilemma, not so much his superpower, especially with everybody being of equal power with him. So, and that's pretty much all I've done. Other games have I played? Not much. I haven't played too much games this week. Oh, no, I can't lie. I've been playing Pixel Jungle Monsters like crazy. Got it for $5 last week, and I bought it.
Yeah, heard a lot of people have been playing that.
Me and my wife are addicted to it. It's very much worth it. It's going to be probably the best arcade game I've played in a while, I'll say.
Oh, wow. Well, with me, you know, I've been playing, you know, of course, the Halo Reach beta, which we'll talk about, and I've been playing a lot of Super Street Fighter 4. I've been having fun with that game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that game. I played it for a little bit. I got more caught up into the other games.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the tag Friday Night Fights, and that was a lot of fun. You know, surprisingly, I held my own against, you know, most of the time. I mean, and everyone was just shocked that I was playing with the 360 controller. You know, everyone else basically had fight sticks and, you know.
Yeah, those guys take it real hardcore. I can't see myself spending $100+ on a fight stick.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can 100, maybe 100 max, you know, but. Once it goes over 100, I think that's a little ridiculous.
See, I mean, I've thought about getting, you know, even though I'm not even to fighting games, I thought about getting an arcade stick just, you know, for the, what's it called? Game Room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because a lot of those games you need, you know, you really need a joystick in your hand.
Well, I mean, if you want something like that, I think they have, like, you know, real cheap joysticks you can get.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't talking about a really expensive one, but.
Yeah. But, I mean, I look at it as, you know, people pay how much for, like, Wii Fit for that balance board. I mean, I could see myself paying, you know, $100 for a fight stick and. Just looking at Amazon and other sites, just waiting for a good sale. But besides that, been watching a lot of Doctor Who. I mean, the older stuff, because I had a friend over for a few days and got him hooked on it. You know, we watched all of season one and basically half of season two. And
oh, you know, see, when you said older Doctor Who, I thought you meant. Like, the older Doctor Who.
Actually, I've been watching some of that, too.
But that's what you put that on when you want a friend to leave. That's what you did.
Yeah, but I've actually been watching some of the older ones, yeah. I mean, I watched, started watching some Tom Baker and some Peter Davison. Really like Peter Davison. He does the Doctor pretty well. But, what else? Ooh, I've been watching, I had a marathon of The Deadliest Warrior, which I don't know if any of you guys have seen that show. But
yeah.
It's totally awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I gotta catch it now after reading your article.
Yeah, I mean, my dad told me about it, you know, probably a month ago. So, you know, I was like, okay, I, you know, searched it on my DVR and I recorded it. And I just got around to, you know, I was over there for Mother's Day yesterday and we were watching a couple episodes and I just got hooked on it and came back home, saw all the past episodes I had recorded on my DVR, just watched all of them. It's totally awesome. I mean, it just, you know, it tickles every geek bone in my body. But basically, that's about it. I guess, you know, we can get into Halo, you know. Do we want to get into Halo Reach now? Or touch the
hey,
other
why not?
Topic?
Yeah, why go not? For it.
I figured, you know, why wait, you know. Okay, I'm going to start real quick. Initially, with, you know, Halo Reach on Monday, you know, I started towards the later, you know, towards the later of the evening, and that's basically when there was all the problems, you know, couldn't find a match, you know, it's a beta, you know, a lot of people were complaining, I totally understand, you know, I'd rather this happen now than, you know, back, you know, or when it comes out in, you know, September.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but when I finally did get in a match, you know, I played with a bunch of the tag community. It was unbelievably fun. I mean, I had a blast, and though I don't think it's, you know, revolutionary, you know, groundbreaking, it you know, it's fun. You know, it touches on a lot of things, and, you know, when all it's all said and done, it's pretty fun. Stuart, what'd you think?
I got on right from the minute it was, you know, it went go. I was home, and I got into like two matches, and then right then that's when the server problems started happening. So, I waited a couple hours. I got on later that night, played with you and a bunch of people from Tag. And I will say this. The reason, completely forgot why I liked Bungie a whole lot better than Infinity Ward was the damn website. It's... like, you can track your stats, and that's awesome. And
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, you were tracking them, like, right after we played a game. You'd,
oh, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, like, they're already up.
I know, like we weren't even done, you know, looking at our stats on through the game, and they were already up on the website.
You know, like, I've never been to the website to check out stuff.
It's really cool. Like
even though I did upload some videos from one of my matches, but I haven't wanted to check it out yet.
It's really cool. Like I never realized this, but I melee a lot.
Well, shoot, that's one thing I have to say about the Reach beta so far. The one thing I would complain about is that the guns feel like they're just a warm up to run up to somebody in melee. There's a lot of melee going on in Reach. I mean, you know, it is just a beta, so hopefully that kind of balances out a little bit more. But the guns just feel like just to take the guns are to take down a shield and then you go melee. You're not the only one. That is the most effective way I think right now to get a kill in Reach.
Well, no, I had I looked at my stats from Halo 3, and even in Halo 3, I meleeed a lot.
Oh, okay. I didn't play Halo 3 that much. For some reason, I found the little bit I played of Reach, maybe it's because of the classes, I had more fun with it than the Halo 3. I think the movements are a little bit better than the Halo 3. You're not that... like, I always had a problem with the jumping. First of all, let me once again state, I'm not good at first-person shooters. So Halo's a challenging game for me anyway. But when you add to it that Master Chief can jump, like, for 20 minutes in the air and jump to the other side of you, and you got to track them. You know, it's kind of hard. This game, it kind of seemed like the jumping has been toned down a little bit. And, I do like the different ways that you can use the classes to benefit your style of play.
Well, like what they're saying is Reach is a big planet. Like it's bigger than Earth. So, jumping is actually
according to Raptor,
it's only been playing it for 8 hours.
And that's why the grenade arcs aren't wearing a size
either.
But does Raptor include amount of time you play messing around with the video stuff and all that also?
I was looking at the wrong thing.
How many hours
I've played 13 hours of it.
Beta so far, okay.
Yes, as long as I'm on the Halo Reach, like, just have the disc in, playing, it tracks it.
Interesting. I don't think I've played that much, of it.
So, Stuart, well, you played a lot. Have you played Halo Reach a lot or not really?
I just said I played 13 hours of it, so it's quite a bit.
No, I'm saying William.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've played that much, but I think I played a good amount of it.
So were you guys big on regular Halo? Halo 2 and 3? Like, played a lot or not really?
I was really big into Halo 2.
And not 3?
3, I played it for a while. Like, But then I got hooked on COD4.
So, what do you think are the differences between this and Reach? Because I played it a lot, but, you know, you have so much time into it. Do you like it better? Not really?
I definitely like the weapons a lot more. The pistol, it's okay. I have a DMR, and I'm facing a guy with the pistol. In my opinion, I think the DMR should outgun the pistol. But the pistol always outguns the DMR.
That's what I was saying. I think most of the weapons, it doesn't matter which one has a better rate of fire other than, say, like, you know, the big ones like the laser or the rocket launcher. But they all seem pretty equal. It just doesn't seem like one does more damage than the other, so to speak, other than a melee. The melee does the most damage. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, okay. And melee is weird in this one, too. Because, you know, if you melee while the shields are up, all it will do will drop the shields. But you have to hit another one in to kill. So as long as you hit while the shields are down, it will be a kill.
It takes two? Wow. I thought it takes about three.
From full shields.
Right, it takes it. Okay, that's good. Good to know. I add that. That's what I'm saying. I've seen people just get, like, the scout run up past you. You can barely hit them, and then just run up to you and try to melee you twice.
Yeah, but to answer your question earlier, Mark, I played 6 hours of Halo Reach.
Yep, that's what I see on yours too.
Yeah, and Halo 3, I played Halo 3, you know, I played the multiplayer quite a bit, you know, I'm not a huge Halo fan, I just played it because my friends were playing, you know, played it, so I picked it up just to play, you know, to play with them, and this feels like Halo, this feels like Halo 3, but with, you know, a few different features added, you know, to change it up a bit. I mean, I don't think that's too much of a problem, you know, especially for Halo fans. They're just going to love it, you know, the added stuff, new maps, you know.
Yeah, that's my big thing is the new maps. I'm kind of getting tired of Sword Base, though.
Yeah, I definitely, but, what are you guys' favorite modes of the beta?
So far, I've only played it a little bit of time, but I think Invasion is going to be my favorite mode.
Really? I can't. I do not like Invasion. Invasion Slayer's all right, but the objection-based, you know, or Invasion, oh, that's horrible.
Explain.
I don't like it at all.
Explain. Do tell.
You haven't played it yet, Stuart?
Oh, yeah, I've played it, and see, I've played it twice, and both times I was the elite.
Oh, okay. I played it a couple of times with Scarfinger and Fadios and those guys one night, and we must have went through it like 6 times. And, you know, I really like that when you do work together as a team, the mode's awesome. Now, if you don't work together as a team and people are just running around doing whatever, no, it didn't work out too good. But
yeah.
I like when you work together as a team. I mean, one time it happened to us. We're sitting up there playing Invasion, and the other crew was working pretty good as a team. And we didn't think they were, especially near the end when they're taking the core to the ship. We're like, where are these guys going? They were running backwards with the core. And we couldn't figure out what they're doing. But all they did was all got together into the back and ran all together, like in formation, all the way to the core. And they wiped us out. It was like playing football, like with all the lead blockers they had going.
Wow.
That is the one problem I have about Invasion, is it's really short. Like, I would like to be in a really drawn-out Invasion battle. Like, basically, as soon as you get to the core, as soon as the elites get to the core, it's really easy to get to the Phantom.
I mean, I can see the strategy. I like it because I can see the different strategy. And to me, I'm not into team deathmatch. Maybe because I'm not that good in a one-on-one player, so I like doing the team-based games a little bit better. And I can see them doing a lot of other moves, like you said, maybe a longer version of Invasion. You know, just have you do other objectives other than just getting two little things. So,
mm-hmm.
So that has some promise for me. So I mean, as far as innovations go, there's nothing too much like that in any other first-person shooter I've played so far. That's why I liked it a lot.
Well, it's kind of like Battlefield, you know, like Tin Pan in the chat. So it's like Battlefield. I mean
in a way.
But the elites are just, they're a bit overpowered.
Yeah, they're a bit. I was saying that too. It was a bit much to take down one elite. it takes some effort, but.
And they get a lot of good stuff, like straight up. And that they need to fix that. They need to balance that out.
The elites are faster, they're bigger, and they're supposedly stronger than the Spartans.
Right. And I like that they actually include it in there, but, I mean, they're not invulnerable. You can still take them out, and you just have to have a good strat. Thing is, it's on them to come and take out the spots. If you work together as a team, you can defend the area pretty well. It takes a lot for it. Unless they come... If they come properly, if your team is well entrenched into your area, it's even with them being more powerful, they need to be a little bit more powerful to try to survive the onslaught of bullets coming towards them.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, they can give, the Spartans, that they could give us, all our class features, up front, like, at the beginning. We can,
that's the packs. That's the thing with Evasion, is it slowly unlocks, well, not slowly, because the game's pretty quick, but it, as you go on, it unlocks, like, the different weapon loadouts.
Right, I see what Will's saying, that since the elites are so strong, even from the beginning, even though they unlock more loadouts as it goes along, that the Spartans maybe need to balance it out a little bit more, maybe they need to give the Spartans their full arsenal from the beginning.
Hopefully
we'll see, since this is just a beta, maybe they're just going to play around with that and see what the feedback is, and maybe they'll change that a little bit. But I don't think it needs to be tweaked that much. But at the same time, a mode like this, once everybody does it a couple of times, maybe they'll get tired of it. So, we'll see what happens.
See, I'm surprised y'all are saying it was fast for y'all, because when I was playing, I was playing the tag game night. I was playing with, Heroic Superman, Robbie Joe, and a bunch of others, and... It seemed like it was taking a while whenever we played.
Well, that's why it wasn't fast for me. It depends on when I played, with who I was playing with. When I was playing with on teams with Fadios and Scarfinger, the matches could go on for a little while because it takes a while just for the elite to finally get to the first part. If they even got past the first part,
See, when I played, like, I must have been playing against some stupid Spartans, because they weren't like that first ridge up top by the first whatever it's called. Like, there was no one up there. So like four of us at least just walk right up there.
Wow.
I wish I was playing against some guy like that. I could be more than just a corporal right now.
Yeah, but my favorite mode by far is Headhunter. I love Headhunter.
Ooh, yes.
Which one's the Headhunter? The SWAT mode one, or
the basically, just you kill people and you get the skull from them and you collect them and you take them to the,
Wow, I haven't played that mode yet.
It's so much fun. I mean, Casual and I, we played quite a bit of that together. Mm-hmm. And, oh, crap, Casual's got, he's got six. Get him. And then, we'll kill each other and then there'll be like eight or nine or maybe even 10 right there. And, oh, crap, there's 10 skulls right there. We can't let just one person get them. I mean, it's real fun, especially if you're playing with people, and you're chatting, and
Yeah, because okay, well, first we can explain that when if you hold, you cannot hold more than 10 skulls at a time. Because if you drop those 10 skulls off at one go, game over. You've won.
Yeah, which I think 10, you know, I think that's not that many, because there's been lots of points where, you know, a lot of people have gotten, you know, around 10.
Or see, I've only encountered a skull in a jar twice. Once from when the first time that you and I played it, and then a little while after you left, I got one.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's by far my favorite. I mean, I was almost going to say, what was it, Juggernaut, but, you know, I thinking about it, I just have had more fun, you know, especially, you know, with, you know, communicating. I had more fun with Headhunter.
Well, but, Juggernaut I suck at, because I can never become the Juggernaut.
Yeah, I think, you know, I like Juggernaut because, you know...
It's because you wiped the floor with us when you were the Juggernaut.
Yeah, and I went back and I saved that video because that was a pretty good, and that was a pretty good, you know, run through for me. And I'm not, you know, I'm not the best at playing Halo, but I, you know, I did pretty well there. So, and I love the fact that they put theater mode in the beta.
Yeah, but you can only view in theater mode with one person in your party, which is you.
Yeah, but, you know, but it is the beta, but
yeah, that is true.
Like, my desktop background is, you know, me from that Juggernaut game, and I have, you know, I have the hammer. So, I mean, I just took a bunch of screenshots and, you know, some video, and I just love that. I really, and it's surprising, because I didn't really get big into the theater for Halo 3, but for this,
I did. Well, the theater was in the beta of Halo 3 as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't in the beta then. I didn't even have an Xbox then.
Yeah, I was in the beta of Halo 3, and I wouldn't say, let's see, it changed a lot from the beta. Just, like, the maps changed a bit from what I could tell, like, as where weapons were, or if weapons were on the map at all, like, certain weapons were on the map at all. Like, that was the only thing I saw change, really.
Okay.
Like from beta until release. Like, from beta till now, yeah, it's changed quite a bit. I mean, with the map variants that are out there, that are on, you know, just normal cycle, it's changed quite a bit.
Interesting.
And what do you guys have to say about how many people have been playing so far? And how do you think it's going to do, you know, when it finally comes out? Will it match Modern Warfare 2? And open up sales?
I think it could.
If they don't have issues with it, you know, major bugs and stuff, you know, I could see people sticking with this.
Thing is, with Halo, it's always been that, regardless of what people say, it's not this, it's half-ass, whatever, the matchmaking, as far as glitching and stuff, it hasn't been either. You suck, if you suck, you suck. But, I mean, as far as the gameplay, it's been pretty consistent. And I think it's going to outsell Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, I think it will.
I don't, because only because it's, you know, just Xbox.
No, but I mean, well, yeah, okay, maybe. No, okay. I still think it will. Even with it just being Xbox.
You think the Xbox, you know, exclusive is going to beat a game that's on both consoles?
I just think, especially based on how many people was ready to play and want a new Halo experience.
Yeah, it was over a million on day one. Of the beta.
I should rephrase it. Maybe opening day sales, like opening weekend or whatever, however they want to look at that, I think it's going to outsell Modern Warfare 2.
So you think it's going to have a bigger opening?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because right now Modern Warfare 2 holds, you know, the biggest, you know, entertainment launch ever.
Yeah, it's made, and records are made to be broken.
And before that, it was Halo 3.
Yeah. So.
And the thing is, too, I would say maybe if Modern Warfare would have had longer legs than it did, but everybody got, not everybody, but a good amount of people kind of got fed up with Modern Warfare quick. So this is the next thing coming out, the next big thing. And the fact that they did a beta and the beta is doing so well just leads me to believe that it's going to be the best-selling game.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it is. I'm not going to say it isn't, but... because I don't want to, you know, look back months later and you'd be like, oh crap, I was wrong. But I it's going to sell a lot, mainly because it is Bungie's last, you know, Halo
right, that,
title.
That also, right.
Between that, you know, it's Halo, and, I mean...
What date is it coming out? You know?
Ooh, September.
So I'm sure that that's going to be the only game being launched in September on both consoles, because nobody's going to want to go up against this game either.
I don't know, but I'm not sure what other games are coming out in September yet, but I'm sure, you know, no one's going to...
Everybody's going to run away from that September month, guaranteed.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't push their games back to, you know, 2011 like they did with Modern Warfare 2. But since it's so early, you know, and it's September, not November, but it's going to do well. I'm pretty sure, you know, Halo Reach will probably, you know, come close, if not, you know, more than the 360 sales that Modern Warfare had, or Modern Warfare 2. I don't know if it will, you know, beat it because Modern Warfare 2 was on the PS3, but as far as 360 goes, you know, it's probably going to be around the same numbers. But anything else on Halo Reach?
No, that's it. Except I just think that I'm glad that they did a beta for it. And what's the next mode that's coming out? Isn't there one more mode coming out?
Generator Defense.
So that's supposed to be like a bigger version of
Kind of like
Invasion?
That's going to be like,
like Domination and Modern Warfare or something? Where you got to defend a spot?
Yeah, well, there are three spots to defend, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's like Domination mode in Modern Warfare.
Oh, wow, yeah, that is Domination.
That'd be interesting. Because I like the fact that it did generate defense from reading a book recently, because that's pretty much what they were doing on Reach near the end. They're trying to defend the generators, so I just thought that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I haven't read First Strike in a while, so.
But, well, I just want to add one thing. I can't wait for the, what's the creation mode for Halo? I can't think of the name, but.
Forge.
Yeah, Forge is just, I can't wait to see what people do with Forge.
You know, that's something that Halo never got credit for. Look, that was a very innovative thing that they did with Forge, and, you know, as much as you want to say Modern Warfare was a new diss and Halo was bad, Forge mode was, I mean, the only thing that's done anything close to that is like a Little Big Planet.
Well, Little Big Planet, you know, it's based on that.
Right, but I'm saying that's the only other game that's, especially adding that into a first-person shooter game, and that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, but a lot of the time with Forge, it was just, like, different variations of, like, the zombie mode or whatever. At least, you know, when I tried it out, it was everybody just seemed to be doing that, you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll get a little more in deep with it this time, but just the fact that you're able to do it.
Yeah.
Halo was, you know, Forge, theater mode. Ever since Halo 2, the matchmaking, no one has come close to actually doing that as well. Like, well, okay, Modern Warfare 2 did. It came close.
No, not really. I don't think so.
It came close, but then it...
It was the closest.
Okay.
It did come close, but then it fell far, far down from all the bugs.
And mind you, I'm not a Halo fanboy at all, but, I mean, just got to give credit where credit's due. They've done, especially matchmaking, the best, and nobody can seem to, you know, maybe with Activision and Bungie joining forces, maybe they'll finally figure out to do matchmaking in the next first-person shooter they come out with. But that's a big deal, to be able to have such an easy and proper matchmaking.
Yeah.
Oh, and their web website.
With the
tracking it does.
Look at Waypoint now.
Yeah, Waypoint as well.
Waypoint and also, you know, with ODST, they Firefight. That was fun for a few weeks.
Oh, I can't wait for. If they do, the only thing they messed up with Firefight, they didn't have the proper matchmaking. If they did, people probably still would have been playing it.
Yeah, you know, Halo Reach is gonna.
You know, Reach is gonna probably have some kind of Firefight mode in it also.
Oh, I think it is. I think they said.
No, most definitely have to.
Yeah, but there's just so much to that game, you know, that we just talked about so much just in the last couple minutes. And
what do you think, Firefight, do you think five-player co-op also?
Five, campaign co-op?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, look at the, you know, collector's edition, or the legendary edition or whatever. It comes with five figurines, yep. Special edition figurines. That right there kind of shows five. I mean,
that's what gets me excited. They could do five player co-op, and they maybe could even give you DLC for each character.
The five figurines are the Noble Six team, you know, because you're the sixth. Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe six-player co-op. Sorry.
Well, I mean, they've done four-player co-op, so, I mean, five or six shouldn't be too much difficult since they've mastered four. Oh. If anyone can do it, Bungie. It's Bungie.
We'll probably find out at E3, so we'll keep our ears
prepared. I just can't wait for that to be released. It's going to be fun. Speaking of being released, Stuart, you wanted to share the numbers for Iron Man 2?
Okay, well, since Will hasn't seen Iron Man 2 yet...
Not by choice. I wanted to so bad. Trust me.
Let's find the right amount. It's been ranked fifth of all time.
Wow.
That's pretty good, especially for a sequel.
Now, yeah. Fifth opening weekend releases?
I don't know. It just said... I might be reading wrong.
I'm sure it's not fifth of all time, you know, grossing.
No, I think just open a weekend.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay. I would have expected it to do higher than, you know, fifth.
Well, you know what? It did better than Iron Man 1 in the first weekend. Iron Man 1 did 98.6 million, and Iron Man 2 did 128.1 million. So you're talking about like $30 million difference on open a weekend.
Yeah, but with Iron Man 1, no one knew how that was going to be, you know?
Man 1 was 98.6 million, and Iron Man 2 was 128.1 million.
Right, so you know, that's a good point. Well, everybody was kind of on the fence on the first Iron Man. Everybody assumed that Iron Man 2 would be awesome, so...
Yeah, I mean, especially after certain other comic book movies came out shortly before that, like Spider-Man 3. that didn't get me, you know, too excited about Iron Man.
But we'll say, can we say this with some certainty? Next episode, we'll definitely talk Iron Man 2.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
So everybody out there listening, next week, definitely Iron Man 2 talk from probably beginning to end.
I don't know about the beginning to end, but...
I could talk for an hour on it, but anyway.
Oh, if we can, then okay. You know, if we can talk about it, then got no problem with that. But, okay. Another topic, I guess, you know, I wanted to talk about was someone actually beat Bejeweled 2, and it took them 3 years to do it. That just sounds crazy to me. I don't know how...
I call somebody, that's just crazy talk. Three years to work on one game such as Bejeweled.
Let's see, that's 205 hours and 51 minutes.
And how much did he get paid to do this?
Well, you got to think whether it was 3 years altogether, it wasn't 3 years straight. Maybe, you know, he somehow saved it or paused it and then came back to it when he had the time. Or that's what I want to know. I want to know how long, you know, actual hours took him. But, you know...
It took him that long, that many hours over the course of 3 years. I mean, 2,205 hours. I mean, I'm not going to go back and calculate it. But there's so many other games that came out during this time. Why would he just stick on Bejeweled for that? What made him so dedicated to this one game? I know PopCap makes some pretty good games, but...
Yeah, still.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he'll get something for us. Maybe they'll make a game about a movie about him beating this game or something.
Yeah, and according to PopCap, he is the first one to do it.
So 2,205 hours?
Yep.
That's 91 days. Almost 92 days.
91 days of... Well, you know what? I bet you... I guess in his defense, I'm sure that there's some people that have played Halo that many hours in the course of 3 years. So let's not be too hard on them.
Oh, there's people who've played, you know, that much.
Cookie.
Yeah. In the first 6 months. No.
So, yeah, I guess looking back over it, but still, that's a lot of dedication for one arcade game. So,
but see, after this, I'm thinking, you know, is this gonna will this be like our version, or, you know, the modern day Donkey Kong kill screen, you know, are a lot of people going to try to do this now? Now that it's been proven, you know, it can be done.
It depends on what he gets out of this. If there's something else to be got out of it, some kind of notoriety, then I'm sure a lot of people are going to try to do it. But just to be doing it just to, you know, sake of doing it, I don't know.
Oh, and if PopCap, you know, did give him some reward, you know, for it, yeah, I mean, that would just be genius for them, you know.
What about that guy? I mean, quick tangent, but what about the guy that got $1 million for pitching a no-hitter in 2K10? What you guys think about that? Well, that's giving up something, right?
But did, like, I wasn't sure if anybody actually won that. Like,
yeah, somebody won it last week.
Really?
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Now that's worth playing 2,205 hours to do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. But, I mean,
I want to know the stats of how long it took him and how many hours it took him to do that.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact I've played, you know, probably hundreds and hundreds of hours of PopCap games, you know, just because they're, you know, addictive and fun. But
yeah, I'm scared to play Peggle anymore because I know once I start playing that, it's like a week of my life gone.
Oh, Peggle, Plants vs. Zombies. I have
Zuma.
I have Peggle three different ways: iPod Touch, computer, and Xbox Live. You know, and I have no problem, you know.
You don't have it for your phone?
I said iPod Touch. They don't have it for Android.
Okay.
Well, you better believe me, I'd have it for Android.
Like, I had Peggle on my Verizon Voyager for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, see, I guess we can, you know, touch into, look at me segueing, but going into the fact that Android has, you know, recently passed iPhone sales. I mean, for me and Mark, you know, this is a good thing.
Yeah, that's awesome because, you know, when I first got an Android phone, I was wondering if it was going to be like the Zoom and just be there, something that you have. But now that, you know, it's firmly entrenched now into society, so you're starting to see the apps come out. It's nothing like the iPod or iPad stuff with the apps yet. But, you know, there are a lot of good apps. Most of the most important ones are available on Android and iPhones. So this is great to hear.
Yeah, I mean, and Android, I think they have either 50 or 60,000 apps now. That's it's getting there.
Yeah, and then I think Flash is going to come out on Android very soon, like maybe next month. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think they said the 2.2 update, which you and me are still stuck on 1.6, sadly.
Yeah, too bad I didn't get the actual Nexus One instead.
Yeah, I'm kicking myself. I should have waited, you know.
I'm still looking in the ways to try to get one without having to pay
$500 and something. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, this is awesome because I mean, I love Android. You know, I truly like Android better than the Apple operating system for like the iPod Touch.
I think didn't the Droid Incredible just get like a perfect score, like an Engadget or something? It's like the best score yet. Period. That's saying that phone is much better than the iPhone.
It looks amazing. I gotta say that. I mean, it makes me really want to switch to Verizon.
Well, I've been wanting to switch to Verizon, but I got a good plan with T-Mobile. Like,
yeah,
unlimited minutes. I can't beat that for what I'm paying.
T-Mobile is the best as far as talking, you know, plans go. Right. I would say, but I mean, I just can't wait for more user, you know, more people to add apps to Android. That'll just be awesome. I mean, some of the apps on there are awesome. I mean,
we're talking about apps. What about I was excited for the new Skyfire app.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. You've been using it?
A little bit. It's a little slow when I don't have if I don't have any Wi-Fi. But it's been pretty good. It's good to be able to see some of these videos on my phone that I previously haven't been able to see. So
what is Skyfire? I have no idea.
It activates Flash video for. It's a browser that you can do Flash video with.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, instead of using the regular Google browser, use that browser, and then like you can like any website that like IGN, you want to go to IGN and see some of their videos, you go there and it goes ahead and encodes it for you.
Yeah, and I mean some of the Google apps, you know, like Google Goggles, that's a pretty cool app.
So that's 5 cents.
And they just, you know, they just have it where you can, they just updated it where you can take pictures of, you know, text, like I think it's Latin, any Latin language text, like Spanish or whatever, and it'll translate it for you.
Oh,
cool.
So the three most latest apps I've gotten, other than fun, GameFly has an app now for Android.
I saw that. I have that, too.
360, Xbox 360, they have one called 360 Live.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, that you actually go on, pretty much you could be on Xbox Live, but on your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I could see whoever's on, I could text message them, whatever. I mean,
yeah, you sent me a message from the other day from it.
Yes, so that's been pretty cool. And for those who got a flip camera, I just had the Flip Share app. So you can actually stream anything like from your flip phone, the flip that you put on flipshare.com. I can actually watch it on my phone from the website. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of apps. I mean, and it seems like there's a bunch of, you know, kind of, you know, nothing groundbreaking, but, you know, fun little apps that are actually free. Like, there was a Sonic Screwdriver app that was totally free, and it has, like, all the past Doctor's Sonic Screwdrivers. Which, you know, I've been having fun with that. And
the only thing that I think that Android is lagging behind with iPhone, the apps are pretty much there now. It's just the games.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't game too much on my phone.
Yeah, there's not that much to game with so far on Android. And, I mean, on Google phones, so.
I mean, there's apps for emulators, and I've tried them, you know, but they're just not that great.
Yeah, I can't even figure out how to use those. But anyway.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Stu, you were saying something. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I have this Sonic SD, the Sonic Screwdriver app on my iPod.
That's a dollar.
yeah, it's a dollar, and they recently updated it with the current Doctor Screwdriver, the 10th Doctor Screwdriver, and then the future screwdriver.
Mm. Talking about Doctor Who, can I ask you a quick question?
Okay.
I just watched Doctor Who, I guess it's the third episode with River Song was in it.
That was the fourth episode.
Okay. What's going on? I don't get it.
Like, as in
with the whole that actual episode, what was up with the angels and stuff? And you know, it just seemed like they messed to me that episode kind of messed up what the other angel episode was before.
The second episode will fix that though.
Okay. No, it won't. It'll ruin it.
No, I didn't think that at all.
Okay, I don't want to get into Doctor Who. I just wanted to say that, that's all. We'll talk about it later. Carry on, Wayne.
Oh, but I was just going to, you know, mention, you know, from my phone, I also have a widget, you know, that it's my Xbox avatar, you know, that's just on my, you know, on my phone, right next to some of my icons.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I update it, you know, I change it, I added a hat, and, you know, to it, and it automatically updates. I just think that's pretty neat. I mean, I have it right next to a battery widget that shows me the percent of battery I have left.
Yeah, I had that one too, but ironically, it killed my battery. That widget's a battery sucker. So.
Well, I mean, it could have been a different one. I mean,
Oh, yeah, there's a couple, right?
But I mean,
I have a widget like that for my desktop, for my Windows 7 desktop.
Yeah, I mean, I know what the Xbox Live one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had that too, and just I mean, I love having widgets on my phone, you know, and the iPhone you can't really do that. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna have it for OS 4 or not, but I mean that's just something I love about Android. But moving on, you know. Speaking of technology, Stuart, you brought this story to our attention about Obama. Basically,
yeah, so apparently, see if I bring up the article, close it.
God, transitioned like crazy.
Yeah, and I went ahead and ruined it for you. You're welcome.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm just surprised it's going so smoothly. But, yeah, you want to touch on this, though, since you brought it up?
Well, I saw it and I found it a bit funny.
Okay. Why so?
Okay. A year ago, Obama gave Queen Elizabeth, an iPod. And now he's going off and saying the iPod, iPads, Xboxes, PlayStations, they're all now distracting from being serious citizens. Because, like, we're all becoming now media hounds. Like the latest video game, the latest the movie. Like, that's the way that society's moving and not being more political. And
well, my thing with what Obama is saying with the technology is that, you know, he wants to make it seem like that technology is just dumbing everybody down, kind of. But at the same time,
that's another thing he said.
At the same time, he used it to help himself get elected. He was more than happy to use technology, have somebody create a Twitter page, have somebody having all EA Sports, all EA games. I play Madden and I see vote for Obama. So, you know, don't flip on both sides. Don't bash it. That's my only thing. Don't bash it. If you're going to sit there and say technology, kids need to spend more time outside, say that. Don't turn into that guy that's saying that technology is just so accessible that, you know, that it's just dumbing everybody down, that people need to stop tweeting so much and get a life. It's like, listen, there's so many other things that you embrace the technology. This is where the world is going. So if that's what you're concentrating on right now, that means, you know, you're missing the point on all the other stuff that's going on with you.
Mind you,
I don't think he might mention, I don't know how much time he spends on that stuff, but the fact that he even, to me, wastes his time talking about how people use technology, I don't know. I guess he's saying he does that people actually only use the gadgets more for entertainment, but that's their choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, and hasn't he, you know, bought advertisements and games, and wasn't he even in a video game, you know, a DLC? I think, was it Mercenaries 2, or?
Yeah, he was in a lot of EA games. Any EA game, Burnout Paradise, Madden, I think Mercenaries, is Mercenaries EA? I think so.
I think Palin were characters, I want to say.
No. It wasn't Palin. It was somebody else. But yeah, like they were actually like playable characters.
Yeah,
which is weird. Like playing a president going around destroying buildings.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, he made such a fuss about keeping his BlackBerry when he became president. I mean,
my thing is, like, okay, you're not even in a demographic that this stuff is for. I know he's a family man. He looks out for his kids. His kids probably not allowed to use those type of stuff. But I mean, not everybody has to do that to be a good person. It almost comes off like he's saying that people that are engaging in these kind of technological gadgets are not good people. That's how it comes off, and that's how also the media kind of makes it seem. But you know, it just doesn't. It's really not that big a deal. And to me, it's also funny to me that the media makes such a big deal about it, because it's just not that big a deal. I mean, who cares? I would never, you know.
Yeah, and he gave this speech at, where is that college?
At a university.
At Hampton University, which, of course, you know, the people sitting in the audience were tweeting everything he said.
Yeah, which you know, is ironic there, but...
But, I mean, I don't know. I look at something like Twitter, right? Everybody uses Twitter for different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it just to get... I get the news quicker from Twitter than I do from the TV.
Oh, exactly, because
So it depends on the person. Not everybody's on there just gossiping. You know, I don't know. He don't have any official Obama pages, but there's people every time he goes on... And gives a speech. They're giving live links to his speeches. They're doing, you know, thing is, you can't give an argument on something that you don't know nothing about. If he's claiming that he doesn't know how to even use these devices, don't argue about it, because you know, you almost come off as ignorant.
Well, you are ignorant if you don't know how to use it. Well, you're talking about it.
My parents, if they don't want to use an iPad and they say, well, just a young whippersnapper, that's your opinion. But, you know, once they start using it, they might find out, hey, you know what, I can find this. Oh, yeah, there is an app on here that's actually useful or engaging. Yeah, that CNN News app is pretty cool.
Yeah, and like Xbox Live, they have, you know, the channel or whatever that shows, you know, you can look at videos for, what is it, MNBC, the news stuff. So, I mean,
my only thing, too, is like especially with gaming and all these political people that come out saying that gaming and stuff is also bad, I would 10 times rather my child be involved with gaming than if everything done, you know, is right time and place. Doing that than going out there, you know, getting mixed up in elements in the street or things of that nature. So, you know, it does have a place and can be used. I mean, you know, you could set up, say you set up a center for after school care for kids that, underprivileged kids, and, you know, you can use the same technology to benefit people. So,
I mean, exactly. And I mean, I don't think children gaming is a bad thing as long as it's, you know, monitored and, you know, as long as you don't have the 8-year-olds playing, you know, horribly violent games. Cause
and of course, you know, there are people who abuse Twitter and stay on it. But, I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's people that abuse everything. So you can't just sit there and say, I mean, drugs or alcohol is much more of a problem than people abusing Twitter. I never seen somebody using Twitter, but maybe somebody tried to tweet while driving. Probably that's going to be the next punishable offense.
Well, no, okay, they're...
texting, driving, why texting, that's been a big thing. Like, they're trying to outlaw it, where you can't text and drive.
There's actually an app on the iPhone, I forget what it's called, but it allows you to voice tweet.
Well, that's
voice
fine.
Text.
I guess that's good if you have, like, you know, if you're not holding your phone. I mean, if you're still holding your phone, you know, to your, you know...
But you don't have to look down to actually see what you're typing, though. You can still watch your throat and, you know, talk like this and
yeah,
and
but I mean, I guess, you know, I just think it's ridiculous for, you know, there's nothing that important that you have to tweet about. That you know, you can't wait till you know, are, like, either stopped at a red light or, you know, not driving. I mean,
well, that's very true.
But I know, you know, there's places already where you can't have you can't text or drive, you know, you can't even talk without having, like, a Bluetooth or anything. Like, the military base, you know, that's basically part of my town, you know, you'll get fined if they catch you texting or talking or, you know, basically using your phone unless you have a Bluetooth. I mean, I guess I could see that's a bit ridiculous. But what Obama was saying, I don't think, you know, gamers, you know, us, if we want to be in, if we want to talk about politics, we're going to talk about politics. We're going to look at politics, you know, political stuff. I mean, if we don't aren't into that, we're not going to, no matter if we have, you know, an Xbox and Twitter, you know, on our phones or not. I mean, before Twitter, you know, before I had my Xbox, you know, I didn't, you know, look at political news if I didn't want to. I mean, it wasn't, I don't think any of that's a distraction. If we're into it, we're into it, you know, we're going to.
Yeah.
But, wow, I kind of rambled on there for a little bit. So.
Hey, what about that Twitter bug that hit earlier today?
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. There's actually two Twitter bugs, I guess. I don't know if they fixed the big one, but there supposedly you can make somebody follow you.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's one that I links to, was that one.
Damn, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, I linked to it as well, but yeah, I mean that's just crazy, you know. That especially, like, we were talking about Twitter before, but I mean we use Twitter heavily, you know.
I saw Jay Bird on there talking about asking Twitter, lost all his followers.
Well,
and then he wrote to him saying, "Yeah, everybody did, jerk."
Yeah, so, I was like, he didn't lose any. It's still there. It's just showing that the other bug is, you know, that for I think, you know, 30 minutes at least, 30 minutes maybe to an hour, no one had or it didn't show any followers or following. You know, you'd look at Twitter and it would say following 0, followers 0, but you'd be at your homepage and you'd still see the feed from all the people you're following, and they could see, you know. You just couldn't click on, you know, following your followers and see their, you know, your list.
I never came across that because I don't go to the Twitter website really anymore because I use TweetDeck on my phone, and on my iPod, and on my computer. I get that sentence out. So yeah, I have really no need to go to the Twitter website anymore.
Well, I just have it on a tab, you know. So if I'm on a web page, I just click over to that tab instead of having to pull up another program and running it. I mean, normally I just use TwitDroid on my Android phone, but
yeah, I only go to Seismic, and that's it. And I barely, rarely, if I do go on Twitter, I just sign in and one time, and that's it.
Yeah, but I mean, speaking of, you know, we all use Twitter pretty heavily. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like we were saying, it's not a bad thing, you know. I don't think it, you know, none of us are, you know, tech or tweeting while we drive or, you know, addicted to it. We just, you know, use it. I mean,
I tweet at the lights.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, you know. But and you know, Twitter has basically kind of become, you know, a way to receive information, you know, like I'll follow, you know, Engadget, you know, and other sites, you know, and whenever they, you know, post, you know, articles, you know, it automatically, you know, goes to their Twitter feed and basically has like a description, you know, the headline and a link, and if I think it's interesting, you know, if it sounds interesting, I'll go to it. But as well as, you know, I mean, Twitter's been having problems lately, so I wonder how this is going to affect, you know, us. I mean, especially whenever I go to Twitter a lot, the site's down for, you know, I get the little fail icon or fail page. I mean, and there's been times where it's been down, you know, for even apps and, you know, programs. So, I mean, what do y'all think? Do you think Twitter, you know, do you think this could be a big problem, you know, if Twitter doesn't fix things, you know? You think people are still going to stick with Twitter, or?
I think so for now. I mean, until, you know, one day I'm sure it'll go the way of MySpace or something, or, you know, something else bigger and better will come along. But for now, I don't think there's anything. It's just a quick spot to get info, and they've done it well, so I don't think it'd be that big a problem.
It's interesting that you bring up MySpace. I mean, MySpace was the big thing, you know, big social, you know, center to communicate with people online, and then Facebook came, you know, which was simpler, you know, you couldn't, you know, create backgrounds and you do all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, with Facebook, or, you know, like you could with MySpace. I mean, I remember, you know, junior high, I made my MySpace was totally ridiculous. You know, it basically sucked the bandwidth up. If you visited my page, I had so many crazy things, but Facebook is simpler, and now we have Twitter, which is, you know, 140 characters. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting how we're, you know, getting simpler and simpler.
But you know what it is? People like you run out and go build a website instead of using MySpace. So,
yeah.
You know what? MySpace has become, it's easier to build websites now. So MySpace ended up becoming like everybody's personal web space for a while. But, you know, it was just too much. So,
well,
simpler things, updates, stats came along and just knocked them out.
Yeah, I mean, I just think Facebook, it was basically, you know, the front page is like Twitter, and Twitter basically is just, you know, the front page of Facebook, which I've always liked, you know, minus, you know, some of the crazy, you know, come join me in Farmville or crazy crap like that.
Oh, which, I heard that the creators of like Farmville and Fishville or whatever, they're going to leave Facebook.
Really?
Like, there's talk.
That's interesting. I heard Farmville had, like, you know, lots of people stopped playing Farmville. They had, like, millions of people just stopped.
Yeah, it's a fad. I mean, that's just how most of the Facebook games go. First it was Mafia Wars, then Farmville. Yeah.
See, that's what drew me to Twitter, was you don't have all that stuff.
Yeah, they started to, and then everybody got, it was like, if you play that game, I'll follow your ass.
Yeah, I mean, I have so many friends on Facebook who are into those little games, but, you know, I hardly use my Facebook now because I keep getting invites, you know, to those games, so I just like Twitter better. I can see what people are up to. You know, if they want to get a hold of me, they can, you know, tweet me, or, you know, I can get my news from there. And just, I like simple, and I think that everyone else seems to like simple. And I don't know if, you know, I'd be surprised to see what the next fad is, you know, besides Twitter, because Twitter is like the simplest.
Yeah. They tried Google Buzz, but didn't quite work.
Yeah, the problem with that is, I mean, not everybody uses Google, though. I mean,
you would think that with Droid and Android-type phones that are selling, that people would be into a little more, but you know what happened when it first came out? It wasn't private enough. It would show your location, and everybody said, oh, hell no, and then nobody hopped on. But Google makes a lot, like Google Wave, whatever happened to that?
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I'm actually in the I guess beta still. It's still in beta.
Yeah, I was, but nobody's ever did with it. Only thing I've ever done with Google is Google Talk. I think that's pretty cool, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, and
barely.
Yeah, I mean Google Talk. I mean, I no one seems to use that. You know, I have that. You know, of course, but no one seems to use.
Back when I way back on my last podcast, we had Google Voice.
Yeah, Google Voice. That everyone was hyped about that, and then it came out and, you know, out of beta. And does anyone use it? I don't know, but I mean, I think their big thing is, you know, Google Documents. I mean, I know so many people use that in Google Reader. You know, if you're you have a Gmail, you know, Google Reader's real easy to use. But, like, Twitter just seems to replace a lot of, you know, ways to communicate, ways to, you know, view articles and news. I mean, Twitter's, if you think about it, Twitter's replaced a lot of things.
Yeah, I ask. Okay, Mark, I've got to ask, what the hell did you put on your head?
Oh, I said earlier in the chat, my hair is wet, so I got to get under that hair dryer in a minute. I got to make a professional-grade hair dryer.
I mean, that's like a swan style hair dryer. Good lord.
Yeah, exactly. I hate the none of that thing.
But yeah, I guess I think that's it. That's all that we have to talk about, really. Unless y'all have anything else you want to mention real quick.
I think we're good.
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, news and discussions, but I definitely, we can talk about our site, you know. I don't think we've really mentioned much of it yet.
Not at all.
Our site, you know, thegeeksftw.com. I mean, we decided on, you know, to make a site, and it didn't really take us much time to put it up, about a week, week and a half, you know. So far, I think it's amazing. You know, I'm really liking it.
Yeah, it's come out real good so far. I mean, everybody out there, check it out.
Yeah, you guys have
joined our conversation.
Yeah, you guys have posted a bunch of articles. It's taken me a little bit of time to do my research on mine.
Yeah, I mean, I just love having, you know, some place where we can post articles. You know, like I posted about the Deadliest Warrior. You know, because that was something I really thought was awesome, and, you know, I haven't really heard anyone talk about it. I mean, I don't think that many people have talked about it. I haven't seen anything in forums, and it's an awesome show.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to try to find it on my Spike TV and record a couple episodes.
I used to watch it last season.
Oh, this season they've had some pretty crazy stuff. Like, they have Attila the Hun versus Alexander the Great.
Yeah, see, my favorites were the Italian mob versus the Yakuza.
The Yakuza versus the Mafia, yeah.
Yeah.
Yakuza won, right?
No, wait.
What?
I forget who won.
I'm not going to tell you. Okay. No.
I forget who won.
Some of my favorites were the Pirates versus Knight. The Irish Republican Army, IRA, versus the Taliban. That was pretty bizarre.
Well, they also did the Green Berets versus the Taliban as well.
No, they did Green Berets versus the
Oh, no, yeah, that's right. The Spetsnaz.
Yeah, Spetsnaz, whatever.
The Russian. The Russian people.
Yeah. and also in season two, they had, I think, SWAT versus the GSG-9, which that was pretty cool. But, I mean, I know for a fact, I've talked with tons of people, you know, years and years about, you know, who would win in fights like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, though I'm sad they haven't done ninjas versus pirates, I really wish they would have done that.
Well, because what they try to do is they try to match people who are similar.
Yeah, that's true, but, I mean...
They have done pirates and they have done ninjas, but they have not done ninjas versus pirates.
Yeah, see, the thing with that is I think probably they'd have too much, you know, heat from people. You know, if they did that, too many people defending their side, because that's a big, you know, controversy in the geek world, I guess, you know. But, I mean, going back to our site, tangenting, you can go to our site and, you know, subscribe to our podcast. You know, there's the podcast feed, the iTunes, Zune, you know, you can check out our Twitters, you know, or you can check out our emails.
And you can also watch our live Ustream from our website as well.
Exactly. And, I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty great. And I'm looking forward to what we do with it next. I mean, I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to find ways to improve it. And, you know, I set it to where whenever we make a post, you know, we have the option to automatically link it to our Twitter. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can follow our Twitter at GeeksFTWPodcast, and, you know, you'll get a tweet whenever we have a new article up.
And when we're about to record a new show on Ustream.
Exactly. I mean... And, you know, we're going to be reviewing lots of stuff. I mean, Mark's got a couple reviews up. I mean, he was talking about the new Ultimates earlier. He's got a review about that up,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty nice. It makes me, you know, I'm going to look into the new Ultimates because of that. But
the thing is, it's just a very good place, especially the way it's set up for everybody to join in. You know, we want people to come and talk with us and to help us make better conversations.
Yeah, I mean, and feel free to, you know, register and post comments, and, you know, like, you know, in my article about the Deadliest Warrior, I said, you know, leave a comment. If you've seen this show, you know, I want to know what other people think about it. I mean, we're also linked to, you know, the OFR forums, and we have our own section, you know, sub forum there for, you know, more in-depth discussions, but I mean, as far as, you know, right then and there, you know, the topics we post on our site, you know, just leave comments. But, you know, like I've always said, we're part of the OFR network, you know, we link to the forums, we have just got our own section there, which I'm glad, you know, we've been trying to get that for a while.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. But, and, you know, do y'all have anything else to say about the site?
It's awesome. Check it out.
I was gonna say, pretty awesome. Check it out. Join us for our conversation.
Yeah, but, you know, I already said about the OFR, our site. What else? I guess we can, you know, just go into final thoughts and shout outs, you know. You know, speaking of our site, you know, we've had some comments, you know, and we've had emails, you know, we've had some emails from people. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to Scott and Run. I mean,
who's in the chat?
He's in the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, shout-out to you. I mean, he left us a comment. He's saying he really likes the site. He really enjoys our podcast. He even sent us, an email. And, you know, we appreciate that. You know, we like to know if we're doing good, you know, if people are enjoying us. I mean.
Or if, you know, we're not, tell us what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, so, you know, we can get that good feedback, because we feel good when people like us. And he's part of, you know, I'm going to pimp out his thing, Ramble On Podcast, at rambleon.com, or rambleonpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. He's a part of the tag community also, so the tagger out doing his thing.
I mean, I have not listened to his podcast. I didn't even know about it, but I'm going to definitely give him a shot, give it a listen.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I'll let him know what I think. But besides that, I wanted to shout out the tag community for, playing Friday Night Fight. That was real fun. And the Halo Reach beta,
Which is going on any minute now, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. Man, I want to get on there before I go to work.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Jay Bird. This guy's been on following us pretty hard. Almost too hard, but.
He wants that shirt. Good.
Hey, Red Dead Redemption does that to some people. So, also Tim Pan for joining us in the chat. Thanks, man. You've always been supporting us.
Yeah.
And also the Open Forum Radio crew, those guys always, retweet us and they've always given us encouragement. So, I'll always give them a shout out. And last but not least, the tag community. I mean, you can't get on Xbox. For me, anyway, I can't get on Xbox without seeing these guys on there. They're all a bunch of great guys. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and I just want to do one more shout out before I want to shout out on Twitter he's CGT2099, also known as Greg Davies. He helped us a lot. He gave us awesome advice. I was on his podcast, uh-huh. the Social Blend, where you can find him at social-blend.com, and he's got a good show over there that they've been doing for a while. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't think we would have a site if it wasn't for him, He really showed us the light for a bunch of stuff, and, we're sticking to a shorter show. I mean, in different format, and he really helped us out a lot, basically, because he sat with us in a Skype call and just, gave us advice. Gave us advice besides have fun with it, which we kept getting a lot, which I'm not going to, hate on anyone for that. I mean, that is good advice, because if we don't have fun with it, why do it? But he really took the time to help us out. And I'm done.
All right. You've left me with nobody, so I'm going to, retweet everybody who just said that. ditto on what Mark and Will said, thanks to Tag, OFR, people who have sent in emails. Yeah.
And you can, if you want to send us emails, you can send us emails at thegeeksftw@gmail.com, or you can visit our site at thegeeksftw.com, check our About Us section, and send us each personal, emails at our personal sites.
Mm-hmm.
For thegeeksftw.com. We've created separate sites. Just, if y'all want a question towards just one of us or talk to just one of us, y'all can do that. With that said, I guess, and this has been episode 9 of The Geeks FTW, or Geeks for the Win, and just check out our site, let us know what you think, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Laters.
That went pretty well once we finally got started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe the Halo, since we kept on dropping out of the Halo Reach part, maybe we should do something different with that. But that's just my thoughts.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not sure. I guess we'll hear it when you edit it. But it seemed like it. I don't know. It didn't seem like it flowed too good to me. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think it's because of the technical difficulties, not so much us. But
I think the show.